I went to La Trobe after 14 years, being married and having children, after I have graduated with my master degree. So after 14 years in the wilderness, I went back to do my PhD, so I had to be very careful to choose a university which is really suitable for a mature age student and a supervisor who is suitable to do the working pattern with me, and a supervisor who would let me do a topic of research that I want to. And also, coming back to study, I want a topic which is really meaningful. So La Trobe is a place for me for all of those criteria. Being able to do my research, to get my PhD while raising two kids in primary school. I was working as a lecturer at RMIT University, so I went back to my job, but study at La Trobe, the PhD, provided me with opportunities for promotion, and a few years later, I became the first woman professor at RMIT University. No, I never thought that studying at La Trobe has, provided me with so many opportunities, not only for my career, but doing lots of other things. And I'm very grateful for having that opportunity to study at such a good university. Well, I belong to the CBD chapter that we still meet once a fortnight. And we have various activities that we do together. We travel together. We invest in shares together. And we are very good friends. I'm also active in the psychology chapter. And we keep in touch and we organize various meetings. And it's very good for the young students. I'm very grateful to have been at La Trobe, and I think La Trobe is a perfect environment for students who are women, who are mature age, who are from non-English speaking background, because La Trobe provides a lot of caring, networking, mentoring, and many things that would not happen in a very big university.